What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, son, Svejsan. It's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast. Brought to you by Link Humans, your fine purveyors of data-driven employer branding. Today, we're going to talk to an American biopharmaceutical company which has gone from using stock imagery to keeping it real for employer brand. They are actively encouraging their employees to use social media, and the employer brand team, they successfully partner with other parts of the business to drive hiring at events. Let's start the show. Hey, Tammy, how's it going?
I am wonderful, wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, pleasure to have you on. So please let our listeners know who you are, what you do, and what brings you on the podcast today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. So my name is Tammy Embry, and I am a strategist in global employer brand and recruitment marketing at Amgen. And for those who don't know who Amgen is, we are one of the world's leading biotechnology companies. We've been in business for, gosh, we're coming up on our 40-year anniversary. So it's a very exciting time for us. Why am I here today? I am extremely, extremely passionate about employer brand recruitment marketing. And I've had the really incredible pleasure of seeing some great success within the space of employer brand at Amgen. And I'd love to just be able to kind of share with my fellow practitioners some of the things that have worked for us and some of the things that have also been pitfalls for us. We're a family. You know, it's a tight-knit community in employer brand. So I think it's really a great opportunity to be able to kind of share best practices.
Agreed. Absolutely. Okay. So Amgen, what is the talent challenge for the company? How does employer brand support the challenge?
There are many different kind of facets. Yep. So, you know, it's a global brand. So we're in 40 countries globally. So just the sheer volume of hires that we're doing, that in and of itself is challenging. Additionally, we want to make sure that our entire workforce is made up of a diverse slate of staff members across the country. So that is a really big, I would say that's probably at the forefront of putting together kind of our strategy and making sure that we are appealing across a very broad range. I would say that's probably our biggest challenge, is just making sure that we continue to promote on a diverse scale.
In terms of job functions, is there anything in particular you're struggling to fill? There's always, you know, a few open roles every month.
Oh my goodness. Well, the challenge sometimes is making sure folks realize that yes, we are a science-based company. So we are always looking for, you know, cutting edge, you know, scientists and researchers that really, really are passionate and that are at the forefront. You know, we're really looking for forward thinkers. However, we're not just about the science. The rest of us need to be here to make the company run. And it's some of those positions, to be honest with you, that are a little bit more challenging to fill. And sometimes we do face the challenge of people not realizing. I'm going to give you, you know, an example is, you know, the incredible opportunities we have in information systems and information technology. We have some positions, you know, within that organization that can be a real challenge to fill because we're up against some of the biggest heavy hitters in the IS and IT space. And we still need those great data scientists, but they don't know who Amgen is, or they don't know how they're going to make an impact working with a company like us. So we really do have to come out of the gate kind of heavy hitting with a really, really phenomenal message to kind of hook those types of folks who don't realize why this would be a great career move for them.
Speaking of that great message, I know you work on the employer brand, on the EVP, in fact. Can you give us a sneak peek of sort of what direction it might be taking?
Oh gosh, we sure are. We are knee deep in EVP right now, which is, it's such an exciting time. Honestly, it's a really, really incredible time. So we are getting close. We have gone through message testing. We do have our pillars for our EVP, and we're really just trying to come up with that tagline, that kind of attention getting tagline right now. But one of the really important things that we decided as a team was that we really needed to come out across the board with authenticity. So no more stock imagery for us. That was one thing that we all agreed. It would be really important for us to kind of lift that veil and let you get a really good glimpse of Amgen and what we're all about. So we started kind of phase one. We started in our global headquarters, which is in Thousand Oaks, California. So we did actually commission a phenomenal photographer to come in and photograph our staff members over the course of a couple of days. The images that he captured and just kind of the story that he's helping us tell with our staff members is truly phenomenal. We're really, really happy with kind of the results of the photo shoot. And we're using that sort of as a blueprint because now, you know, phase two, phase three, and so on, as we start to kind of move around the world and capture photos around each of our locations, we're kind of using what we've got captured here as kind of the blueprint for moving forward.
That's really interesting because we have a client that's in a similar situation, actually, where they're doing the shoot at the mothership, you know, at HQ.
Yes.
but then the question is, how do we roll this out to global locations? And one option is, of course, to fly this photographer around the world, but that's not good for the environment, probably. So it's really about having the direction and some really clear guidelines for taking these shots in other places. So I'm keen to understand how you're planning to do it, how to spread it.
That's a really good question. And it is something that we have actually put a lot of thought and kind of attention into. So we've put together a playbook. We have a wonderful production company that we've been working with. Not only are they helping us kind of project manage and create these photo shoots for us, but they're also helping us create some really incredible, unique, dynamic video content as well. So we've done a couple of video projects with them and we'll continue to do so. So they have actually sat down with us and helped us put together a blueprint for how to film your own video content in your respective countries so that it does fit within brand, but also gives you the freedom to kind of showcase your unique personalities in your specific country, in your specific location, because we're all so different. So we just want to make sure that we're giving you the guidelines and now you go be you, as long as we're kind of sticking within those brand guidelines. And then I will say this, we have put together a team. So we have regional content leads that we've identified. Their day job is not employer brand, but they're very passionate about it. And they're definitely supporting our efforts. So we're making sure that they are very comfortable with kind of the brand guidelines. And going forward, they'll help us also make sure that we're touching everything we need to be touching when we're capturing those photos and the video content as we roll this out.
Also, I know that you are working on employee advocacy quite a bit, and you've had a bit of an internal struggle to get this program off the ground. Can you talk us through that?
That's another big one. I will say, and I don't think that we're unique in the problems that we've had with regard, I don't want to say problems, but
the challenges
that we've had. The challenges that we've had because we are, obviously we're very risk averse. We're in a very heavily regulated industry.
Yeah.
So there are many things that we're not permitted to talk about that we need to be very careful in how we approach the subject. For many, many years, it was just, well, don't talk about it. So, you know, you rarely saw us kind of promoting externally our brand, our employer brand. You know, we had social media, but it was very kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, vanilla, just very a job announcement here and there, but it really wasn't incredibly dynamic or engaging. So we realized that we really needed to kind of step up and find a way to provide a platform for staff members so they could feel comfortable knowing if I hit the like button, if I hit the share button, that I'm going to be okay sharing this and I'm not going to get into any kind of trouble, that sort of thing. And that I feel, you know, prideful in sharing this content. So we've done a couple of things. I mean, we definitely have created, so we have a hashtag life at Amgen. So staff members know they can search on that hashtag. And when they see content that's coming out under the Life at Amgen hashtag, that is something they are absolutely permitted to like and love and share. But something that we've just recently or are about to implement, I should say, is the LinkedIn Elevate platform. And that, I think, that's going to be game-changing for us because that is a platform where we are identifying kind of who our already existing social media superstars are and giving them access into the LinkedIn platform. So they now have access to approved, vetted content that they know without a shadow of a doubt, they have approval from not just us, but our legal department is on board, our regulatory, and all of us have kind of gotten together. We've done all the meetings. We've been doing that for the last year.
Wow.
So we now have everything lined up and we have their approval to start creating this content that we can now kind of load up into the Elevate platform. And these folks now who have been chosen as ambassadors for the company and can now go in there and share that content with full confidence that it is supported by Amgen. We've come a long way because that's not something we could have said was going to be an easy thing to do a year ago.
No, absolutely not. Okay, great work. Look forward to seeing those updates. So it's Life at Amgen is the hashtag. If we look at the measurement, how do you go about measuring the impact of employer brand? What sort of metrics do you look at? It's the million-dollar question.
It is the million-dollar question. Yeah. It's a tough one because there doesn't seem to be that magic solution to get to, you know, is our brand working? However, we are definitely seeing some of the more obvious metrics improving. We're seeing engagement rate across all platforms significantly increase. So we are seeing, you know, the touch points and the engagement rates and the impressions, all of that is on a very, very swift uptick. In addition to that, though, we're also seeing an uptick in the number of applicants coming through, joining our talent community, applying to jobs. You also see the quality of hire, you know, people that are a little, who are better suited because they're seeing, you know, video content and video job descriptions and content that has been served up to them that gives them a better picture of who Amgen is. So we are definitely seeing that. And then, you know, it's what really makes me feel great about how successful our brand is doing is the feedback I get from staff members saying how proud they are and how much they love sharing the content, how much they love seeing it out there, that they've never seen anything like this before in the past. So you almost see that sense of pride has been on the rise more than we've ever seen before. And to me that, you know, it's kind of hard to measure that, but I can tell you, I've heard more people that tell us on a pretty regular basis, gosh, I saw that piece you guys did on information systems. You highlighted three of our diverse staff members in IS. That was really great. I had no idea they were here at the company and I want to get to know them now. Those are the ways, the intangible ways that we can really start to see that it's working. The employer brand and the strategy that we're putting together and working so hard on, it's working.
You mentioned before the call about the Black MBA event.
Oh, yes.
And you
yes,
had some hot yes. numbers from that.
Yeah. So we did a couple of events this year. It was a very collaborative effort. So National Black MBA is an event that we have traditionally done year over year. And it's kind of one of those events where we show up to and we make a very nice, we represent Amgen well, but there's never been a real strategy before in how we kind of come out and make an impact there. So this year we partnered with our university relations team, Amgen's Black Employee Network. They were actively engaged with this. And then various different parts of the organization. So we had our IS organization join us. We had operations. We had a corporate functions. There was a whole group of us that kind of came together. We had a very large team that kind of came out for that. And employer brand, our team kind of took the lead and determining from front end to back end how we were going to come out for this event, from the giveaways to the collateral to the messaging to the promotion. We did spotlights on staff members. We made video content that was not just shown at the event and leading up to the event, but it was in our booth. It was in our hospitality suite. I mean, we really kind of made a very large concerted effort to really brand ourselves at this event and show these early career professionals and more experienced candidates what Amgen was really like. And I don't know the specific numbers just yet. I think I've just recently heard we've made 8 hires from that event already, which is astronomically high for what we've done in years past. So, wow. I mean, to see that kind of an impact at an event that we've always attended, we just changed how we came out of the gate and how we represented ourselves and how we partnered collaboratively, you know, cross-functionally. That was just a really exciting effort. So I believe that now as we head into 2020, some of our bigger events that we plan to attend, we are going to take this approach going forward. They're looking to us, an employer brand, to kind of help them make it a success.
I love that because to me, employer brand, it pulls in so many different departments and so many different stakeholders. So if anyone can do that, it is employer brand. They can get everyone together and achieve the results. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to ask you as well, Tammy, first of all, how long have you been in this kind of the role that you're in now?
I've been a recruiter for the better part of 25 years. Kind of dating myself there. I've been a recruiter for many, many years, but employer brand, it's a funny thing. I kind of fell into it at Amgen probably, gosh, maybe four years ago. And it was literally just, we had an Amgen careers Twitter feed that was not getting much love. And I was kind of asked, like, you know, as a side, hey, Tammy, you seem to be kind of active on social media. Do you want to take over the Twitter handle and, you know, see if you can't get that kind of, you know, a little bit of traction going there? And the next thing I know, you know, here we are on Twitter. Now we're contributing more content to LinkedIn. And it's funny because people used to call me the social media girl, thinking that that's all employer brand is social media. Okay. So it's been a really fun challenge to kind of get out there and showcase that, sure, that's one aspect of it, social media, but it's so much bigger. It's so much more than that. And it's such a, in the US, it's really kind of, employer brand is sort of a new space. It's really starting to get a little bit more respect and attention. And then probably the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So I feel like I've been doing it a lifetime, but really I've only been doing it a couple of years full time. So it was kind of like a side note for a little while.
Yeah, you're double hatting or triple hatting like lots of other people do. What is it that makes the role special and the function special? What is it that gets you up in the morning?
Well, for me personally, I love helping people. I think I naturally gravitated towards kind of the world of talent acquisition because I love helping people. But for me personally, working at Amgen, I lost my mom, gosh, 3 years ago to cancer. I saw, though, the regimen that she was on, I saw how it really helped kind of improve the quality of her life and how it gave my son more time with my mom. So I knew that I needed to, it was a necessity for me that I needed to work for a company that was purpose-driven and that really their goal was to help people. And Amgen's mission is to serve patients. So, and I can honestly say, being an employer brand, it's the first place I've ever been where I actually see the impact I make in employer brand. I see how we do help make patients' lives better, how we help save lives, because we're helping find those people that are the groundbreakers and you know, are working on the cutting edge technologies and solutions to help our patients. So it's pretty impressive to work for a company that has that kind of mission. And it makes me feel good, you know, on those days where you're like, oh, not feeling it today. And then you're reminded like, oh, that's right. I need to get up and do this because it's bigger than just me. And I think it's really important.
Great. Okay. So my final question for you, is where would you like to send our listeners? What should they be checking out? And how can they connect with yourself?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Well, we are, I like to say, we are everywhere these days. So definitely find us using the hashtag Life at Amgen. You can also find Career Opportunities, hashtag Amgen Careers. You can find us there. We are on just at Amgen Careers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and then we are at Amgen on LinkedIn as well. So you can find us. We're in cyberspace there. You can find us.
And Tammy, you're on LinkedIn, Twitter.
I absolutely am. And please, I do welcome anybody that's interested. Please connect. I'd love to continue the conversation with anybody that'd like to talk about employer brand or looking for jobs at Amgen.
Absolutely. Great. Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today, Tammy.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, there you go. So anyone keen on working for Amgen, look up Tammy. And if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, go to employerbrandingpodcast.com or look us up on Spotify, SoundCloud, and all the other places. And of course, if you're looking to inject some evidence, data, some proof into all that hard work you're putting in for employer brand, check out the Employer Brand Index. So that's employerbrandindex.co, which is our data-driven way of measuring an organization's reputation as an employer. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
So I threw a boomerang out a few years ago, and I'm now living in constant fear of when that boomerang is going to come back.